VOA News via remote. UN Chief Antonio Guterres pushed the 193-member assembly on Friday to tell Myanmar and the military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's government, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in the November election. And it's according to international observers and saying that the battle was fair. The junta's forces have killed more than 860 people since the February 1st coup. That's according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners group. The junta has said the number is much lower. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election dominated by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege after the disqualification of her strongest competition, fueling apathy that left some polling places largely deserted despite pleas to support the Islamic Republic at the ballot box. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations along with analysts indicated that Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi, who already is under U.S. sanctions, is in the lead. U.S. President Joe Biden took a cautious victory lap Friday in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control, announcing that 300 million vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden credited scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole of government effort. The president noted that the widespread vaccination campaign has set the stage for most Americans to have relatively normal summers as businesses reopen and employers hire. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Palestinian Authority is calling off an agreement whereby Israel would transfer 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccines to its exchange for a similar number later this year. The PA says the doses, which Israel began shipping to the occupied West Bank on Friday, are too close to expiring. Palestinian officials had come under heavy criticism on social media after the agreement was announced earlier Friday, with Palestinians accusing them of accepting subpar vaccines and suggesting they might not be effective. In announcing the agreement, Israel said the vaccines will expire soon without specifying the date. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has solemnly sworn to navigate his country out of deepening economic troubles as he concluded a major ruling party meeting, acknowledging food shortages and urging officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the U.S. North Korea's state media released Kim's comments shortly before President Joe Biden's special representative for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrived in South Korea on Saturday for talks over stalled nuclear diplomacy with the North. Kim Jong-un presided over a four-day meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's Central Committee, which he summoned to discuss efforts to salvage a dismal economy hurt by years of mismanagement and U.S.-led sanctions that were made worse by pandemic border closures. A senior U.S. general is warning that the wildfire of terrorism is sweeping across a band of Africa and needs the world's attention. He spoke at the close of large-scale U.S.-led war games with American, African, and European troops. The African Lion War Games, which lasted nearly 2 weeks, stretched across Morocco, a key U.S. ally, with smaller parts held in Tunisia and Senegal. The annual drills were skipped last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. General Stephen J. Townsend, head of the U.S. Central Command, praised the work accomplished in joint operations, but he painted a dark picture of threats besetting Africa. The official COVID-19 death toll in Brazil now is about to hit 500,000. It is the second highest in the world. At the same time, science is on trial inside the country, and the truth is up for grabs. Brazil's Senate is publicly investigating how the toll got so high, focusing on why President Jair Bolsonaro's far-right government ignored opportunities to buy vaccines for months while it relentlessly pushed hydroxychloroquine. And that's a malaria drug that rigorous studies have shown to be ineffective in treating COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.